Blog Talk Radio. Salutations all. Thank you for joining me on this second portion of the Pleasure Party, Part 2. Tonight, I would like to discuss one of the more fun aspects of sensual and sexual play, and that is lickables. You think about the human body, and you think about all those delicious scents that it produces, and it has pheromones in it, and then just the juices that we produce by the foods that we eat makes us actually succulent to taste. And if you happen to have the physical chemistry, in other words, your DNA and your partner's DNA are complements of each other, then tasting your lover is seriously one of the most beautiful experiences, and that is tasting from their lips and their faces down to their toes and everything in between. Because when you really, really enjoy the person that you're with, they are delicious and wonderful to be with. But what the reason that I think that lotions and lickables are fun is because variety is the spice of life. And as a society, we've chosen monogamy as the way that we want to be, supposedly. Well, monogamy can very soon turn into monotony if you are doing the same thing with the same person. It has nothing to do with whether you love them. If you love someone and you respect them and care about them, but you're still doing the same thing every single time, it can get boring. And as soon as it gets boring, it's predictable, it's not interesting. It is the opposite of getting excited, which is what we hopefully will do when we make love with each other. We get excited over the prospect of the other person, the whole persona of them, how they look, how they smell, how they taste, how they feel in your arms or next to you. So lickables and body edibles and even some toiletries, which leave the skin feeling wonderfully soft and comfortable to be in, confident that you know any part of you feels great, and you're not embarrassed about it. There's no dryness there because you're using the right stuff that's helping you stay soft and touchable. But other toiletries, some of them are actually edible once they're in your skin. So instead of tasting like chemicals, you can taste absolutely delicious, like dessert, actually. So the lickables that I want to talk about tonight each have a different function. I don't like to repeat myself too much. And when I speak of one particular brand or one particular name, that is just the standard of what you can expect from all products that do the exact same thing that that one does. They just have a different spin or a different flavors or combinations or intensity of heat or whatever it is. They're basically the same product on the same idea. The only product that I will mention twice is lubricants, and that's because there are two flavored lubricants that I think are phenomenal. Actually, there's many more than just these two, but one of them is Joygel, and that's because it is a flavored lubricant that lasts a fantastic amount of time in the shower. So if you like to make love in the shower, it is very resilient. But then add to the fact that it is delicious and it is resilient and you can enjoy it during oral sex when saliva doesn't hold up for whatever reason. The only place that Joygel is not compatible is if you're using a rubberized contraceptive, and you should never use Joygel on any of your adult toys. But other than that, as a flavoring, It is delicious, it is long-lasting, and it is safe for your most private parts. Then there is another lickable lubricant, and that is Foreplay's Sensual Succulent. This product has heat and flavor, and when you're using it, a little bit goes a long way. It's not about pouring a whole massive amount on and lasting for a long, long time or creating some kind of tremendous heat, because you really don't need that much heat. Now, there are many other products out there that are not this product, and they promise you heat. But I always say proceed with caution, because a lot of those newer manufacturers are producing products with a very yang, that's a very male-oriented perception or approach to increasing pleasure. And that is, men think more is better. And more is not necessarily better when dealing with the sensitivity of a woman's genitals. So we don't need it to burn us off. We just need a little bit of heat just to kind of get the juices flowing. And I think that this delicious lubricant, which comes in wonderful flavors, is something that can really add to the pleasure and the process of enjoying each other intimately. Another product that has really come to my attention is nipple nibblers. I used to sell just nipple cream, and nipple cream was great. Can't get it anymore. It's such a shame. These things come and go, but it was around forever. But nipple nibblers is, like other products, it has a tingling effect, so it excites nipple tissue. Now, it's funny thing about nipples. Men and women, both, each are represented by 50% that actually considers the nipples a major erogenous zone. And then 50% of both men and women do not consider it a major erogenous zone. They do not find any benefit or stimulation by having that area of their body touched. And it's kind of funny because 50% find it like, whoa, it's almost next to leading up to an orgasm, and the other 50% don't even touch me there. I don't like that. So nipple nibblers is particularly nice for those who are straddling the fence on nipple pleasure and want to add a little extra element of intensity and stimulation to that area. And it's especially nice for women who have breastfed and are not feeling as much sensitivity as they used to, but they want to. It's really, really important to remember that although your body is constantly going through all kinds of physical changes just by growing every single day into something else, that we need to touch ourselves and need to know what our breasts feel like, what our arms feel like, what our legs feel like, what our feet feel like. We need to touch ourselves, and we need to do that without any kind of shame, because by touching ourselves, we are checking in and making sure that what's supposed to be working is working. Nothing else is going on there, because we are actually putting hands on and feeling and knowing that we are good inside of our skin. So breasts and nipples in particular, if you want those nipples to be teased and excited and played with and suckled, nipple nibblers is fantastic on both men and women. There was a product for a long, long time that was called Emotion Lotion, and I think Emotion Lotion is still out there. There came a whole plethora of other products that did the same kind of thing. But the idea behind Emotion Lotion was that you could rub it in any erogenous zone, and then when you blew on it, there's a wonderful heat that would hit the skin just where the area of your breath was. And then after the breath ceased, you could still feel a little underlying heat in the skin. And then, of course, there was a lickable there now, because you kind of put the Emotion Lotion down. And so it was an invitation to taste it off the other person's body. And then, of course, there's a residual heat left after the lickable is up and off, so that if you continue to blow on that area, it is extremely sensitive and exciting and different and fun and surprising. If you need to feel how incredibly nice it is and allow yourself to feel it, put a blindfold on, and then ask your lover to use an emotion lotion on any body part. Because if you do that, then you're going to really inwardly feel exactly what your body is feeling. It's not going to be just about what your eyes are appreciating. It'll be about what you're actually feeling on your skin. There's one little approach, understanding that needs to take place with all of these lickables that get warm when you rub them in and hot and tingly when you blow on them, these body candy emotion lotion type products. And that is that this is something that is delightful on him. His penis becomes a seriously hot piece when this is approached with when it is approached with this product. To douse him in it, to pour an entire bottle on him, would not make him hotter or not hotter. It would just make him hot, period. So if you only really need a little bit, and or as much as makes her happy. And to put it on there, or him happy, whoever's doing the licking should know that it, you don't need a lot, but a little bit goes a long way. And that you can put it anywhere around and on the genitals. But the point to remember, and this is very, very key, the whole point of this product is your pleasure, not your freaking out. And if you have never tried this product before, this way, on his penis, before of any kind of intercourse, you want to know how hot is hot. So you want to start at the lowest end of the heat that this product can provide, and then after you've established where that is for you, you can intensify the heat by leaving a little bit of the product behind for the next time and maybe a little bit more from the time after that. And then you can actually gauge how hot you're making it. Now, this product is not going to hurt you. You could douse him with it. He could go all the way up inside of you and, you know, nothing is going to happen other than it's going to be incredibly hot for you. And at some point, people want incredibly hot, but they want to know that they're getting to that point. They don't want to just start there and then freak. So there's nothing in this product that would cause you to actually get a yeast infection or anything like that, because it's not sweetened with actual sugar. All of these products have to be artificially sweetened so that they are safe for intercourse and for the woman's vagina and her pH balance. But this is supposed to be your pleasure, not your freaking out. So it is always best to start this kind of a product with understanding. What does it do? It makes body parts warm. And how long does it last? The heat lasts for at least 5 or 10 minutes. On external skin, that is perfectly fine. But if you're going to put it on a penis, make sure that the very first time it has been completely tasted off, before he enters her vagina. Because if he's got any kind of amount of this on him when he goes in, it will be a little too hot for her and maybe a little hotter than she would have appreciated. So start low and build from there. Because if you start low, it's good. If you start high, it's like, oh no. Okay. Tasty Twist is another fabulous cream, and again, I'm sure there's others like it out there, but this is more of a masturbation cream for the woman to use on herself, and of course, her lover can use it on her, which is a beautiful thing. It's a waste of product to use it on him because, number one, it is not stimulating to male genitals as it is to female genitals, and it's not a very strong flavor. So as it melts into her, it does not melt into him the same way. I mean, I'm not saying that it would taste bad, but it's kind of a, there's other products that are much more suited for fellatio than this. But this is called Tasty Twist because mostly it's a orgasm enhancer balm. If you know how to stimulate yourself or to a clitoral orgasm, this is going to help you get there toot sweet. And the twist is, should your lover show up and would like to help you have that clitoral orgasm, there is a delicious flavor left behind of either chocolate chip mint, buttercream, or orange dreamsicle, all of which are featured on my website, Your Pleasure, at the Your Pleasure Shop. So if you are interested in any of these products, please do visit my website and check them out because they are all there. Another fabulous product, more suited for the male, is Good Head, of course. This is a delicious oral sex gel that is very stimulating to penis tissue. Now, having said that, if it's stimulating to penis tissue, it should not be used directly against vaginal tissue, because vaginal tissue is open and penis tissue is closed. So what would be nicely stimulating to his tissue might be excessively hot to her insides. So when this is used on him, it is a flavoring that inspires anyone to enjoy giving a fellatio and oral pleasure. It's like topping on the hot dog. It's like, why just eat a hot dog plain every single time? Why not throw some onions on it or some relish? And in this case, on that hot dog, why not throw some strawberry Good Head? It just makes it so much more different. And because the product is exciting, it actually lends itself to the technique that the lover is producing. So it's a lot of fun. Of course, it's very safe and it's very delicious and can be used all over the male member. There's another lubricant that I almost forgot, and I don't want to forget it, but I know people are going to go, ew, but don't, okay? Because the body should not have any prejudicial parts. You should love all of your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And this product is called Anal Ease, and it's an anal lubricant, and guess what? It's cherry-flavored. Now, that's where people are going, ew. But I'm just saying, not that you would have to taste it, but if you happen to, rather than it tasting just like chemicals, it would taste like something flavorful. And I think that's why they actually made it a cherry flavor. Some people do want to be able to do rimming, and if you are going to do rimming or there is going to be any kind of insertion from there, penetration, it is necessary, it is a good idea to always use a lubricant because the anus does produce some lubrication, very, very little, but not enough. It's not enough. So anybody, male or female, who's going to have any kind of anal penetration needs a thicker lubricant, and Anal Ease is just that. It is flavored. It also has a little bit of heat. I think that's more for relaxing. It's not super hot. And it's comfortable. One more essential lickable product, and that is dams, sheer dams. These are like a piece of plastic wrap, and they come in different flavors. And they're used, and I highly recommend them for anal rimming, because that area of the body is true. It is extremely, extremely sensitive. But if it is not extremely, extremely clean, it can lead to hepatitis A or B. Rimming that area without protection is, for most people, a pretty dangerous thing to do. You could take showers, but, you know, all you need is one slip-up, and it can be a problem. So this product is going to reduce the risk of catching or spreading many sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV and AIDS. But it's also going to prevent any introduction of possible diseases by tasting an area that might not be as clean as it should be. So if it is protected, and you are protected, then any play that you have can be done con gusto. Delicious flavors like black cola, pink strawberry, purple wild berry, even cream vanilla, all of these are an inspiration to taste with abandon any and all parts of your lover's body. But especially when it comes to anal rimming, I really think that the dental dams are a very important part that should be used. And they come in, like I said, many delicious flavors. Now, I'm running out of time, so I want to cover a couple of toiletries that a couple of toiletries that leave the skin feeling fantastic. And there's honey dust powder, and the honey dust will absorb excess moisture, but because it does not have any talc in it, it is safe for using on a woman's genitals and can be used under arms, under breasts, any place that you want to use it. The Mint Tree Cleansing Gel, these are all Kama Sutra products, not only will take the dirt off of your skin, but it does not strip your skin of its own natural moisture, so it's absolutely fabulous. There's a delightful tingle that you feel when you're washing your body with a Mint Tree Cleansing Gel, and whether Kama Sutra knew it or not, it's edible. Once the bubbles are all bubbled up with water, there's a light, luscious flavor, very, very light, but it doesn't taste like soap. It just tastes like fun. And so if you ever want to invite your lover into the shower with you, that's most definitely the place, the product to use. Kama Sutra also has a body soufflé, and that's a moisturizer. I mean, most people, when they moisturize their skin tastes like chemicals afterwards. It can feel soft. It can smell wonderful like flowers. But if it tastes like chemicals, it's not as tasty as it can be. So Kama Sutra addressed that with moisturizers that leave the skin incredibly soft and wonderfully delicious. No matter where you taste your lover, it's going to have a wonderful either chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla, or even cool mint flavor. The Oil of Love is the first product that Kama Sutra came up with. Okay. And it went from a plain oil that actual massage therapists use without any flavor. It went to many flavors. And although it's called an oil, that's a misnomer because it's actually water-based. So it can be rubbed into the skin and it relaxes the body because it creates heat. I'm going to take a call. I see we have Mel on the phone. So if Mel has a question, I'd love to hear it.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
Hi, Mel. How are you? Welcome to my show.
Oh, great to be here. I use quite a bit of lube myself. All the ones that you use sound quite interesting, so you're going to have to email me some or message me some more detail on them. But I only have one little complaint about the lubes. I love to use them.
Yes.
I really do. But I wish they were a little bit lower in sugar content.
Sugar content? Like what
some
kind
of
sugar?
Some of them are really high in the sugar content. And after I've used oral sex with them for quite a bit, and I like to do oral sex for a long time, I usually end up having to take a shot of insulin afterwards.
I love
to use lube, but that's my only complaint.
Okay, now I'm going to ask, you don't have to name the name, but there should be no sugar in, and that's because sugar will cause a yeast infection in a woman's vagina. So to put a lubricant there where there's any oral sex going to happen, it doesn't matter about the oral sex because the guy, the person that's tasting it, it's not a problem for them other than the sugar you're talking about. But it can have sugar. I don't know what kind of lubricant you're talking about, but all of the sugar that goes into any lubricant has to be artificially sweetened. Has to be just by the fact that it's a lubricant. Okay? So I'm not exactly sure what kind of product that you're talking about, but I can tell you right now, if you used any of these products the way I'm suggesting, there would be no insulin problem because there's no sugar in them. They
that
can't
would
be. There's
great.
Sugar. Yeah, well, then you want four-play sensual succulent. It says it right on the front, sugar-free, water-based. It's like the best.
I was getting some stuff from Australia, and it's supposed to be a really good lube, and I forget the name of it. But every time I used it, and then I would test my sugar, I'd be in the 300s.
Well, you know what? You got it from Australia. They don't have the same rules and regulations for their products that we do on ours. You get anything from any other country that's made over there, you're getting their idea of what's safe. And maybe it is, and maybe it isn't. I can tell you right now, there's nobody looking out after the consumer when it comes to the products that come out of erotica. Because it's like, well, it's sort of a free-for-all. And the only way that you're going to have anybody looking out for your interests is if you have a professional in the business, such as myself. I happen to be a professional in this, and I would never sell something purposely, I don't care how much I would sell it to a customer that I knew would cause them harm. And a lubricant that has sugar in it is the absolute worst. Now listen to me. Make sure that I have your address because you called and asked a really good question, and I want to make sure that you get your little prize for calling in. I mean, you're the first and only person to call today, but I'm excited and delighted that you did. So thank you very much, Mel, and I hope I answered your question.
You did, and I was very, very happy to finally connect with you on your show.
Thank you so much. Hope to talk to you again soon.
All right.
Okay. Take care, Mel.
You too.
I'm really happy that he got a chance to call. We might be hearing more from Mel in the coming months. The last, but certainly not least, of all of the products that has flavor and function is Pleasure Balm. Pleasure Balm is a minty-tasting gel that has a cooling, numbing effect on the different parts of the body. Use it on your temples for a tension headache or your sinuses for a sinus headache. Use it on mosquito bites that itch to stop the itch. Use it on your eyebrows if you want to tweeze so it doesn't hurt. But think the thing that makes it an awesome product for lovers is a little bit on the head of a penis will actually help to give him anywhere from half an hour to 45 minutes more playtime because he has more control. This product is awesome. The three directions is, number one, you already have to be erect. Number two, only a little tiny bit. And number three, wait 2 minutes. If you want more information on Pleasure Balm or any of the products that I have spoken about tonight, please make sure you visit yourpleasure.com. That's yourpleasure as one word, .com. It will redirect you to the big site of sensuality, sexuality, pleasure advice. There's a Your Pleasure shop there. It lists all these products and many, many more. Contact me through my website. And let's make pleasure a priority. I hope everybody was doing their Kegels the entire time that I was talking tonight because, you know, Kegels are key in keeping all your parts working. Men and women all need to be doing their Kegels. So I want to thank everybody for joining me on this episode of Pleasure Party Part 2. And next week we're going to talk about fantasy. I hope to see you then. Thanks so much for joining me. It was a lot of fun.